Good morning.
Praise the Lord that we can come to worship Him together and to look at His Word. This morning I would like to speak to you from the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 13 to 19.
今天早上我要跟各位分享的经文在彼得前书第一章第13到19节。
And the title of the message is Spiritual Motivators for Living a Holy Life.
我今天正道的题目是过圣洁生活的属灵动力。
Beginning with verse 13, Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, Be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
彼得前书第一章第十三节，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们既是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人，按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。知道你们的得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们今天早上来到你的殿中敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you because our faith is not in something that is insecure, something that is uncertain or wavering.
我们感谢你，因为我们的信心不是建基在那些能朽坏的事物上。
Lord, we thank you that our faith is in the eternal and living Word of God, is in the eternal living God-man, Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，因为我们的信心是建基在那永恒的盼望，那永恒的救赎，以及主耶稣基督的身上。
And by placing our trust in the finished work of Christ on the cross for our sins are purified and we have eternal life.
借着我们相信主耶稣基督已经为我们所成就的大事工，我们就相信那我们有永恒的盼望。
And it is because of who we are now and what Jesus has done for us that our lives are to be different.
因为我们现在是以神的儿女的身份，借着主耶稣为我们所成就的，因此我们能够坦然无惧地站立在你的面前。
Our lives no longer belong to ourselves because we have been bought with a price.
我们已经不属于这个世界，因为我们主耶稣基督已经把我们从世界中救赎出来。
With the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
是借着主耶稣基督为我们所流的宝血。
Father, I pray that you would use your word to teach us today.
天父，求主使用你的话语对我们说话。
And may Christ be magnified.
也盼望主耶稣基督能够得到彰显，得到荣耀。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把以下的时间交在父的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In this passage that we just read, we see that verse 13 begins with the word therefore.
在我们刚才所念的经文中，我们看见第十三节一开始的两个字是所以。
And the word therefore is referring back to the verses before it.
这个所以是承先启后，它是从前面所说的得到的一个结论。
And what it refers to is that in light of the great salvation that has come to you in Christ.
在前面所说的是说，因为主耶稣基督已经流了宝血复活了，为我们成就了救赎的工作。
And the grace, the undeserved favor that you have received.
以及我们得到了所不配得的恩典。
There will be some kind of response.
我们做信徒的就应该有一些反应。
And the response to that is that you will live a holy life.
这个信徒应该有的反应就是应该过一个圣洁的生活。
The true Christian is called holy because he or she lives in a way that demonstrates that they have been, that he has been set apart for the Lord.
信徒基督徒之所以被称为圣徒，是因为他们的生活跟世界上是判然分别开来的。
To do whatever God wants him to do.
他们所行的所思所想的都是按照神的心意。
His life and actions exhibit the purity of God as well as the love of God.
他们的言行在世界上的言行彰显出他们所信仰的神的圣洁以及基督的慈爱。
The true Christian is someone who is always aware that he is living in the presence of God and before the face of God.
一个真正的信徒他一直都有这样一个认识，就是他是活在神的面前，一个又真又活的神的面前。
Every word that is spoken, every action that is carried out is done so, as it says in 1 Peter 2:19, being conscious of God.
他们之所有的一言一行都是像彼得彼得后书二章十九
彼得前书
彼得前书二章十九节所说的，他们知道神在观察他们，他们好神就在他们的旁边。
As believers, we know that we need to live holy lives, but it can be so difficult sometimes.
作为一个信徒，我们知道我们应该过一个圣洁的生活，但是在实际上，我们常常觉得发现很困难。
And in this passage this morning, we see five, you could call them spiritual motivators that we should keep in mind to help us to live a holy life.
在我们刚才所念的经文里头，我们可以看见有五种属灵的动力，能够激励我们、驱使我们过一个圣洁的生活。
The first spiritual motivator that we see is found in verse 13, the return of Christ.
首先，我们在第十三节看见第一个属灵的动力是基督的再来。
Living a holy life is also by God's grace.
我们之所以信徒之所以能过一个圣洁的生活，也是因着神的恩典。
And not by our strength or ability.
绝对不是靠着我们本身所有的能力或者是力量。
However, we see that we are not without responsibility on our part.
但是在另外一方面，我们也发现我们自己并不是完全没有责任的。
And by God's grace, we are to take action by first, as this verse says, preparing our minds for action.
借着神给我们的恩典，我们自己要做的事是我们要付诸行动。首先，我们要约束我们的心。
And this is where living a holy life begins for the believer.
一个圣洁生活的开始是首先有一个清洁的心。
Romans 12:2 tells us that our minds are to be, we are to be continually transformed or changed by the renewing of our mind.
罗马书第十二章第二节告诉我们，我们要不断地靠着神的恩典更新我们的心思意念。
Which is primarily through knowing and meditating on God's word.
我们之所以能够这样行，最重要的是要通过阅读跟默想神的话。
And carefully watching what goes into our mind.
而且我们要非常对自己心里所想的、脑子里头所想的，要保持一个警觉的状态。
Carefully watching what we are seeing, what we're hearing in the media.
我们要非常的小心，我们从媒体中，比方说，我们听到什么，我们看到什么。
Secondly, we are to ask the Lord and to depend on Him for the strength of will to have self-control in our lives.
第二，我们要求神帮助我们，让我们能够谨慎自守，能够自我约束。
This is one of the manifestations of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
当我们只有我们能够谨慎自守，能够自我约束的时候，才能够表示出神与我们同神的灵在我们心中。
Also called the fruit of the Spirit.
这个也被称为圣灵的果子。
It is obvious that without self-control, it is not possible to live a holy life.
这是很清楚的，就是如果一个人不能够约束自己的话，他不可能过一个圣洁的生活。
Thirdly, we see in this verse that we are to place our hope not in material things or the things of this world, but to focus our hope on the certain return of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在第十三节我们看到的第三件事情就是我们要专心盼望耶稣基督的再来，我们的心思意念不应该放在世俗的事情上。
That the return of Christ, which can occur at any moment, and together with all the blessings that we will receive from Him when He returns.
当主我们不知道主耶稣基督什么时候再来，他随时都可能再来。当他来的时候，他会带来各式各样的属灵的福气。
And living in the hope of Jesus' return.Was what the believers were reminded by Peter in this passage, and it goes hand in hand with holiness, with living in holiness.
主耶稣，不是，彼得在这个经文里头告诉我们，我们要靠着我们在活着的时候要盼望耶稣基督的显现而活。那么这个是跟过在世上过一个圣洁的生活是息息相关，是密不可分的。
If we can look at 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3.
我们看约翰一书
三章二节。
三章二节。
跟三节。
跟三节。约翰一书三章二节跟三节。
1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3 say this, Dear friends, now we are children of God.And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself, just as He is pure.
约翰一书第三章第二节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
When Jesus returns, by His grace, our salvation will be complete.
当主耶稣基督再来的时候，靠着他的恩典，我们的救赎会变得完全。
And it is then that our sin nature will be gone.
那么那个时候，我们现在有的罪性就会完全消失了。
And we will be like him for we shall see him as he is.
我们就会像他一样，因为这儿告诉我们，我们必得见他的真体。
To see what he is really like.
我们必得见他是真是怎么样的。
And we will be able to truly imitate Jesus because our sin nature is gone.
那个时候，我们也能够完完全全的像主耶稣基督，因为那个时候我们的罪性就已经完全没有了。
We will not be like him in his deity. We will not all become like God.
我们要注意的是，我们只说像主耶稣基督，并不是指在神性他的神性方面。
We will not become like him in being all powerful or all knowing.
我们不可能变成像神那样无所不在、无所不知、无所不能。
Or in his wisdom and sovereignty.
我们也不可能拥有神的所拥有的智慧跟主权。
Being in control over all things.
我们不可能像神一样能够掌管万事万物。
But we will finally be like him in his character and in his conduct.
我们之所以会像他，我们指的是在性情方面，我们会像神一样。
We will be able to serve selflessly as he served.
我们会像那个时候会像耶稣基督一样用一个无私有无私的爱，能够无私的去服侍。
We will be completely submissive to God.
我们能够完完全全的顺从神的心意。
Completely devoted to the Lord.
我们会洁净，我们那个时候能够洁净我们所有的心力来爱他。
We will exhibit the fruit of the Spirit perfectly in our lives.
我们也能够完全的显现出一个圣灵的果子是怎么样的。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, so on.
比方说仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善等等。
These are all character qualities that every believer longs to have.
这些神所有的性情是每一位真正的基督徒所盼望、所渴望拥有的。
That are like Jesus.
就是像耶稣。
But every believer at this time is hindered from having them perfectly.By our sin nature.
但是当我们还活在这个世界上，在今生今世我们永远有罪性在里头，我们不可能完完全全的像主耶稣一样。
But the fact that we will become like him in the future cannot be used as an excuse for us to not do anything now.
但是我们得到这样的应许，就是将来我们会完全像耶稣基督一样的性情，但是这个不可以让我们给我们让我们成一个借口，就是我们在今生今世不负责任。
We need to ask God for the strength to exhibit the Christ-like characteristics that we just mentioned, even in our present life, even though it may not be perfect.
我们有责任要要求求神赐给我们力量。让我们尽量的在今生今世能够彰显出在我们的生活上彰显出神的性情。
And a true believer who is waiting for the return of Christ at any time is more likely to live a holy life than one who is not.
一个专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候，这样子过生活的信徒会比那些不这么想的，没有这样的盼望，不这么盼望的信徒们，更有可能过一个圣洁的生活。
Our perspective of life can make a big difference in how we live our life.
我们对我们活在这个世界上的生活，我们怎么看，从什么角度来看，这个可以影响我们在世界上怎么生活，怎么行事为人。
In the Bible, we see two characters that had a different perspective of life. One was Abraham, and the other was his nephew Lot.
我们在圣经里头，我们可以看到有两个不同的看待世上的生活的 的典型，一个的代表就是亚伯拉罕，另外一个就是罗德。
The Bible says that the focus of Abraham was on that heavenly city.
圣经告诉我们，亚伯拉罕他活在世上的时候，他的目光是看着那个永远的天上的圣城。
So he was not too interested in what the world had to offer.
所以他对这个世上所能够提供他的事物，他没有很大的兴趣。
And that was shown in his life by the way that he lived.
那么这样一种心态也呈现在他的生活上。
But Lot, on the other hand, was focused on the pleasures of this world.
罗德在另外一方面，他所专注的是世上的宴乐。
And we see in the Bible that we can see him moving closer and closer to the city, the sinful city of Sodom.
我们在圣经上看见他慢慢的搬移，朝着那个索多玛，这个罪恶之城慢慢的迁移。
Until we finally see that he is in the very midst of it and partaking freely of it.
最后我们看见他进入那城，他的生活完全就沉迷在里头。
Even though it was going against his conscience.
即使在他这么做的时候，他的良心是不安的。
In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 8, it tells us that regarding Lot, that living there tormented his righteous soul, but yet he still continued to partake of it.
彼得后书第二章第八节，这么告诉我们，罗德，他是个义人，因为他信主，但是呢，他忧伤，但是他还是活在厌乐物质的享受当中。
Having our thoughts on the return of Jesus and where we will be going in the future.
我们的心思意念应该集中在耶稣基督的显现，还有集中在我们将来会在哪儿。
Will help to maintain a proper perspective in life, on life, and will help us to live a holy life.
这样一个正确的角度可以帮助我们正确的看待万事万物，以及帮助我们知道怎么样正确的在这个世上活着。
The second spiritual motivator is found in verses 14 and 15.
第二个帮助我们过圣洁生活的属灵动力是在第十四节。
And that is the holiness of your heavenly Father.
那就是我们天父的圣洁。
When we talk about God's holiness, there are two aspects to its meaning.
当我们谈到天父的圣洁的时候，我们可以从两方面来看它的意思。
One aspect is a moral quality, a moral quality of absolute goodness, and he's absolutely pure, absolutely righteous.
一方面是道德的层次上，天父是完全绝对的良善。
In 1 John 1:5, it says that God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all.
在约翰一书一章五节，我们看到神是光，在他完全没有黑暗。
That means that God is without sin.
那个意思就是神是无罪的。
And this is also why Jesus, who is God, come in the flesh, never sinned.
这就是为什么基督他是神，他成了肉身成为人，但是他跟人不一样，他是无罪的。
But moral purity is actually its secondary meaning when we talk about God being holy.
但是这当我们提到神的圣洁，这个道德层面层次上的清洁没有玷污是其实是次要的意义。
The primary meaning of God's holiness is that he is separate.
神的圣洁的主要的意思是说他是分别的，他是独一无二的，他是与 别的都截然不同的。
That there is nothing that can compare with him.
没有人，没有东西，没有任何事物能够跟他相比。
There is a clear creator and creature distinction between God and man. That distinction is clear.
神是创造者，这世上所有的包括人都是受造之物，这中间有一个非常明显的清楚的界限。
And that's why it's never proper to treat God like a buddy.
所以我们万万不可以跟神称兄道弟，因为这是非常不得体的。
But you might ask, doesn't the Bible say that Jesus is our friend? And that didn't John, the disciple John, lay his head on the chest of Jesus in such a loving way?
但是当然你可能反驳说，经上不是告诉我们吗？神是基督耶稣是蛮有慈爱的，他的门徒约翰靠在他的胸前这样子。
Emphasizing how personal Jesus can be.
这个是强调基督跟人之间可以有很亲密的关系。
That's absolutely true.
这个没错。
But don't forget that the same John who lay his head on the chest of Jesus in Revelation chapter 1:17, it says that he fell down as dead at the feet of the risen and glorified Christ.
但是我们别忘了，在启示录里头，那个同一个约翰，那个他当年曾经把他的头靠在耶稣的胸前那么亲密，那个约翰当他看见主耶稣基督的荣美的万能显现的时候，他扑倒在地。
He was awestruck by the glory and the majesty of Christ.
主耶稣基督的荣美，他的荣耀，他的荣光，他的威严等等，让约翰恐惧的扑倒在地。
And when we are called to be holy,
当神召我们成为圣洁的时候，
we are to be separated or different from the world and its ways that go against God and what he wants and against his word.
我们应该在言行上跟世人，就是不信主的人，应该是完全不一样的。
But that separateness that we are to have is more in terms of the secondary meaning of holiness that is linked with purity and righteousness.
我们在世上生活应该跟一般世人不一样，要彰显神的荣耀，这是属于这个圣洁的第二层的的另外一层的意思，就是次要的意思，就是道德上的没有瑕疵。
Now, if we look back at verses 14 and 15,
我们再回过头来看第十三节跟第十四节。
The point in these verses is this.
这两节的重点是在。
It says, as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
第十四节、第十五节、第十六节，你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
The point in these verses is that even as children inherit the nature of their parents.
这三节的意思的重点是就像一个孩子，他可以从生他的父母那边继承了一些一些性格。
Perhaps you have heard people say, oh, that child takes after their parents' stubbornness, or that child takes after their parents' aggressiveness, or maybe talkativeness.
也许你听过有人会评论说，哦，那个孩子他从他父母那边承继了他父母有的那种顽固那种企图的旺盛的那个野心或者是
talkativeness
或者是多嘴多舌多话。
The children of God also inherit God's innate holy nature from their heavenly Father.
同样的，神的儿女也从神那儿承继了一些神的属性。
And it is that divine nature that should be revealed in our living and which can be seen in our lives.
这个我们所从神那儿所承继的的圣洁的属性应该彰显在我们的生活上。
And we can see, if we can turn to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, we can see that we are given, when we have Jesus, we are given some of that divine, God's divine nature, that holy nature.
我们可以看 我们可以看彼得后书第一章第三节
跟四节，
跟三节叫四节，我们可以看到，当一个人成为神的儿女以后，他从神那儿得到一些性情，一些圣洁的性情。
Verses 3 and 4 it says, His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these He has given us His very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，请注意，就得与神的性情有份。
But even as believers now have that holy divine nature of God within us.
但是即使神的儿女信徒们已经与神的性情有份了。
And we have experienced that in our lives.
而且也我们也确实是在我们生活中经历到这个改变。
Deep down we know that we are not holy even as our heavenly Father is holy.
但是在我们的内心深处我们非常清楚我们根本不像我们的神那样的圣洁。
We know that we still sin daily.
我们知道我们其实每天都还犯着罪。
And we are often able to identify with what Paul went through when he said in Romans 7 verse 15, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do.
因此当我们看到保罗在罗马书第七章
十五节，
第七章十五节说：“我想做的我倒不去做，我不想做的我倒去做。”我们难免常常觉得心有戚戚焉。
There's still a struggle between our old sin nature that is still present and won't be gone until we see Jesus and the new nature that we now have in Jesus.
我们还是不断的经历到圣灵给我们的感动，让我们。该做的跟我们的罪性让我们做的这 之中的这两者的挣扎。
And these two natures have been described as bad dog, good dog.
这两种性情，一个是神的性情，一个是人的性情，常常被描写成 good dog.
Good dog and bad dog and good dog. 好狗坏狗。
好狗坏狗。
The one that you feed is the one that will become stronger in our lives.
你所喂养的那个会越来越肥大。
And yet the Bible repeatedly refers to believers as saints, as holy ones.
但是呢圣经上一而再再而三的把信徒们称作 圣徒。
Being a saint is not something that is proclaimed upon you or bestowed upon you by the Catholic Church.
所谓的我们现在说的圣徒不是指在天主教他们称某些人为圣徒那样的意思。
The Bible says that all believers are saints, are holy ones.
圣经告诉我们所有的真正的信主的都是圣徒，都是圣洁的。
And the only reason that this is true or possible is because of Christ.
这样的一个称呼之所以是事实或者变成可能，完全是因为耶稣基督的缘故。
It is only because of Christ that God sees us, the Bible says, as holy, even though we practically are not.
因为主耶稣基督的缘故，父神称我们为义，把我们看作义人，虽然事实上我们不是义人，我们还经常犯着罪。
When we receive Christ, the righteousness, the goodness of Christ is credited to our bankrupt, spiritually bankrupt account.
我们属灵的账目上本来是已经是充满赤字，已经是破产了。但是当我们信了主耶稣基督以后，父神就把公义这样的放在我们的账目里头。
We are bankrupt of any righteousness at all.
我们原本是没有任何的公义的。
Because by God's standard, the Bible tells us, for there is none righteous, no, not one.
因为按照神的标准，圣经告诉我们，世上没有义人，连一个也没有。
The Bible tells us that by God's standard, there is none that doeth good in the eyes of God, apart from Jesus.
圣经告诉我们按照神的标准离开了主耶稣基督，在神的心目中没有世上没有一个人是行义的。
If we could look at Colossians chapter 1 verse 21 and 22,
我们看哥罗西书第一章
21到22节。 Colossians 1:21-22 says, Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation.
哥罗西书第一章第二十一节，你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌。但如今他借着基督的肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Because of what Jesus has done for us.
因为耶稣已经为我们所成就的。
When we have Jesus, when we receive Jesus into our lives.
当我们一旦我们有了耶稣，一旦我们把耶稣接受到我们的生命中，
as our Savior and as our Lord,
把他当作我们的救主，当作我们的主的时候，
in the sight of God, we are perfectly pure, without any sin.
在父神的眼中，我们就立即成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，没有任何的。
It says that we are free from accusation. That means no one can come before God and say, there's something wrong with this person.
这儿说无可责备，就是没有人可以到父神的面前控告我们。
Not even Satan can come before God and say, look at this person and look at how bad that they are. Bad they are. Satan is called in the Bible the accuser of the brethren.
即使是那位大控诉者魔鬼，他也没有办法在父神的面前控告我们犯了罪。
It's like God will say, I see nothing in this person who has received Jesus that that deserves any accusation.
就好像父神会说，我在这个信耶稣。信我的爱子的人的身上，我实在 看不出有他有什么可以责备的。
Because he has been purified by the blood of my son.
因为这个人已经靠着我的爱子的宝血已经被洗净了，已经成了圣洁了。
That is what it means to be holy in his sight.
这个就是就是在神的眼中成为圣洁没有瑕疵的意义。
And Peter calls them in verse 14 obedient children.
彼得在第十四节说这些人是顺命的儿女。
And you had been children of disobedience, but now you are to be children of obedience.
你原来是悖逆的的孩子，现在你成了顺命的孩子。
So even though we may not actually be holy as our Heavenly Father is holy, by God's grace, we should still strive to be so, never by our own strength.
所以即使我们还不圣洁，远不如我们的父神那样的圣洁，我们还是要努力来朝那个目标前进。
The third spiritual motivator is the Word of God.
第三个过圣洁生活的属灵动力就是神的话。
Verse 16, for it is written, be holy because I am holy.
第十六节说，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
We are called to be holy. We are to be holy because the Bible tells us that we are to be holy.
神要我们圣洁，我们应该圣洁，因为神自己是圣洁的。
It is written. Jesus placed tremendous emphasis on the written word of God.
在第十六节一开始就说经上记着说，主耶稣基督对经上所记的话语极端的重视。
The word of God can be used, as we saw in the life of Jesus.As an effective weapon against Satan and his temptations.
我们可以就像耶稣基督在世的时候一样，我们可以用经上的话来抵挡撒旦魔鬼的作为。
So we should know what the Word of God says.
所以我们应该知道神到底说了些什么话。
It is the Word of God is the only piece of the armor of God that has offensive capabilities. It's called the sword of the Spirit.
在神的军装，在我们应该穿上的全副军装上，神的话被称为圣灵的宝剑，是唯一带有攻击性的武器。
The other pieces are primarily defensive in nature.
其他的军装上其他的都是只是防御性的武器。
The word of God is like a light to guide us in a dark and sinful world.
神的话就像一个光一样，它带领我们走该走的道路，在这个充满罪恶的世界上让我们知道该怎么行走。
In Psalm 119:105, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path."
在诗经第诗篇第十九章第十九篇篇上说，神的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
And one of the best ways of living a holy life is to always ask, what does the Bible say about this?
要实行，要过一个圣洁生活的最有效的办法之一，就是问问自己，神的话是怎么说的。
We have to go back to the Bible, especially in this day and age where we are seeing things that we have never seen before.
在这个充满各式各样的奇形怪状的世代里，
we are seeing,
我们更需要知道神的话是什么。
We are seeing more and more that people are living in a way that they are doing whatever is right in their own eyes.
我们所看到的是越来越多人，他们做的是他们自认为是对的事。
God's character never changes.
神的属性，神的是标准是永远不改变的。
And his spiritual principles never change.
他属灵的原则也从不改变。
unfortunately, even some so-called Christian churches today are even twisting the Word of God and twisting what the Word of God already clearly says, but they're twisting it to conform to the views of society.
很不幸的就是现在有很多自称为基督教会的教会，他们在扭曲神的话，是为了要迎合世俗的意见或看法或做法。
We cannot live a holy life without obedience to the Word of God.
我们如果不做一个顺命的儿女，我们不可能过一个圣洁的生活。
And those who are not very concerned about obedience to the Word do not know God very well.
那些不在乎、不关心神的话、更不想要照着神的话去活的人、不可能是一个顺命的儿女，不可能过圣洁的生活。The
return of Christ.
耶稣的再来。
The holiness of God.
神的圣洁的本性。
The Word of God.
神的话。
The fourth spiritual motivator is the judgment of God.
第四个让我们过圣洁生活的属灵动力是神的审判。
We see in verse 17, since you call on the Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear.
第十七节，你们既称那不偏待人按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。As
you read this verse, perhaps two questions come to your mind.
当你读这节的时候，也许你脑海中会有两个问题出现。What
is God going to judge?
神要审判什么呢？
And how can you fear a loving God?
第二个问题就是，对一个蛮有慈爱怜悯的神，我们怎么可能会怕他呢？
In this verse and in this passage, Paul is addressing believers.
在这个经文，这段经文其实是针对神的儿女，就是真正信耶稣基督的人说的。
And that's why he reminds him here that they are strangers.
这就是为什么彼得在这儿提醒他们，他们只不过在世上只不过是客旅，是寄居的。Because
this world is not our true home.
因为这个世界不是我们真正的家。Heaven
is.
天上才是我们真正的家乡。And
this verse is reminding believers that while we are on this earth, we need to live in a reverent fear of the Lord.
这节提醒信徒们，当我们还在世上活着的时候，我们过的是寄居的日子，我们应该存着敬畏的心来过寄居的日子。He
will judge each man's work impartially.
将来神会用一种很公义、公正、公平的方法来审判。
He will require an accounting of what we have done while on this earth.
他会要求我们在他面前交账，我们在世上当年在世上是怎么过日子的。
This will occur in the future when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
这个会在将来当信徒们站在神的审判台前的时候，他们会。
Those unbelievers who continuously reject Christ in their lives, when they die, will go through what the Bible calls the Great White Throne Judgment.
至于那些在世界上的时候一而再再而三的拒绝主耶稣基督的救恩的人，那他们会在白色大宝座前接受审判。
We see this referred to in Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 to 15.
我们可以在启示录第二十章第十一到十五节看见。Where
because their sins have not been forgiven.
因为他们的罪没有得到赦免，因为他们不信耶稣。
They will be judged as guilty.
他们就那个时候，他们就会被认为。 被审判为有罪的。
And cast into the lake of fire.
他们就会被扔进火湖里。
And therefore their name is not in, they have not received Christ. So their name is not in what the Bible calls the book of life.
因为他们没有接受过耶稣做他们的救主，因此他们的名字没有在圣经上说的生命册上。
But we also need to remember, dear brothers and sisters, that believers will also be judged.
但是我们也要也要记得就是信徒们也会接受，也会被审判。
This is referred to in 2 Corinthians 5:10, in which Bible scholars call the judge, it's called the judgment seat of Christ, in which Bible scholars refer to this as the judgment of believers.
在哥林多前书第五章第十节，我们看到信徒们会在基督的审判台前接受审判。
Believers will be judged for what they have done for Jesus while they are on earth.
在那个对信徒们的审判，神所用的标准是当他们在世的时候，他们为耶稣做了些什么。
And it is at this time that they will either receive rewards or even to the point of receiving no rewards.And they become only as one that is just escaping through the flames.
这个时候有的人会得到赏赐，有的不会得到赏赐，甚至到一个程度，就像圣经上说的，就像火里逃生一样，只剩下一条命，别的都什么都没有。
Let's just quickly look at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
所以我们就很快的看一下哥林多前书
chapter 3 verses 11 to 15.
第三章第十一节到第十五节。
1 Corinthians 3, 11 to 15. It says, For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation, the foundation of Christ,using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is. Because the day, that means in the future, when Jesus comes, the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping.Through the flames.
哥林多前书第三章第十一节，因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石、草木、禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子就是将来那审判的日子，要将它表明出来，有火发现。这火要试验个人的工程怎样，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐，人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救，虽然得救乃像从火里经过的一样。
As believers, we should not want to live in a wayAs if we will receive no reward and only as one that escapes through the flames.
作为一个信徒，我们当然不希望我们将来审判的时候，我们所得到的结果就是我们虽然得救了，但是像从火里经过的一样。
So as believers, we still need to watch how we live on this earth and serve the Lord diligently in reverent fear.
所以作为一个信徒，我们要非常的小心谨慎度我们在世上的日子，要很勤劳的努力的服侍主耶稣基督。
In the life of a believer, there needs to be a balance between seeing God as a loving God, but also as a holy God that hates sin.
一个信徒们应该在把神看作是一位充满慈爱怜悯的神，跟神是一位圣洁公义的神之间要有一个平衡点。
who will require an accounting in the future of what has been done for Jesus while on this earth.
这位圣洁公义的神，有一天会要求他的儿女在基督的审判台前，接受审判，为自己在世上的生活，交账。
The return of Christ.
所以，基督的再来。
The holiness of God.
神的圣洁的属性。
The word of God.
神的话。
The judgment of God.
神的审判。
And the final spiritual motivator, and it should be the most powerful one in our lives, is the love of God.
最后的一个过圣洁生活的属灵动力，应该是最具有最有力的，那就是主耶稣基督的爱。
In verse 18 and 19, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
第十八节、十九节，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流。所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着耶稣的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
We see in the Old Testament in Exodus chapter 20, verse 20.
我们在旧约出埃及记二十章二十节可以看到。
We see the Israelites encountering the presence of God at Mount Sinai.
我们在看到以色列人看到在西乃山看见目睹神的大能。
It was accompanied by thunder, lightning, smoke. It was a fearful thing.
有雷，有闪电，有火焰等等，是一个让人很畏惧、很恐慌、很恐惧的一幕场景。
And as the people were fearful, were terrified of what they saw.
当以色列人在充满惧怕的时候
，Moses said to them in verse Exodus 20:20. It says, Moses said to the people, "Do not be afraid. God has come to test you, so that the fear of God will be with you to keep you from sinning."
那摩西就对他们说，在二十章二十节。不要惧怕，因为神降临是要试验你们，叫你们时常敬畏他，不致犯罪。
So the fear of God in this case could be used as something to keep the Israelites from sinning.
所以在这些可怕的闪电等等这样的景象，可以阻止以色列人犯罪，让他们对神充满敬畏的心，不敢犯罪。
And although what they saw was effective,
虽然那个时候这个方法虽然一时似乎非常有效
，its effects actually seem to be very short-lived.
但是我们从圣经上看到这样一种敬畏、不敢犯罪。的心其实维持不了多久。
Because even after seeing and experiencing all that, shortly after that, they began to worship a golden calf and began to disobey God.
因为在圣经上我们看到，过了不久，他们就开始以色列人就开始拜偶像。
But now, in the New Testament period.
但是后来到了我们现在的新约的时代。
When a person receives Jesus,
当一个人接受了主耶稣做救主以后
，The Holy Spirit is placed within their hearts.
神就把圣灵就放在他们的心中。
And the Bible says the Holy Spirit pours out the love of God within our hearts.
圣经告诉我们，这个圣灵把神的爱充充满满的浇灌。在我们身上
so that we can know it and experience it in a way that the Israelites never could.
以至于我们能够知道明白的清楚的知道神的爱，并且能够经历到神的爱，而这样一种认识跟经历是当年 旧约时代的以色列人没有法子经历过的。
And now, although the fear of God is still and still should be a deterrent to sin in our lives,
虽然现在对神的敬畏的心仍然可以制止我们犯罪。
A far more effective deterrent is the love of God.
从前那种恐惧只不过是有一时的吓阻的作用。神主耶稣基督对我们所彰显的爱在我们身上有更长远的果效。
When we see the price that Christ has paid to purchase us, to redeem us.
当我们想到主耶稣基督付了些什么样的代价为的是把我们救赎出来。
We are reminded of how much he loves us.
我们就被提醒神是多么的爱我们。
And Jesus never wants us to forget that. That is why he instituted the Lord's Supper.
主耶稣也不希望我们忘记，所以他设立了圣餐。
To redeem here, the word translated redeem means to set free by paying a price.
在这儿被翻译成得赎它的意思就是付了一笔钱让某个人可以赎身。
Through the use of this word, Peter was reminding his readers that they had been slaves that needed to be set free.
当彼得在这么写的时候，他提醒他的读者们，他们本来是像奴仆一样，后来他们被主耶稣基督
They had lived as slaves under the control of sin in their lives and under the control of Satan.
在被主在得赎以前，他们过的是在罪的辖制下的奴仆的生活。
In Ephesians 2:1 and 2, I'll just read it. Ephesians 2:1 and 2 says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins." That means you were unresponsive before, you were uncaring toward God, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air. That's Satan, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
以弗所书第二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者，就是魔鬼的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子，就是魔鬼心中运行的邪灵。
You used to live under the control of sin and Satan.
以前你们是活在邪灵活在魔鬼的辖制管辖之下。
But now you are to live under the control of the Holy Spirit.
你们现在接受了耶稣基督，你们成了神的儿女，你们应该顺从圣灵的掌管，圣灵的感动而行。
The word redeemed or purchased would carry a special meaning to these people in 1 Peter.
这个得赎对当年彼得前书的读者们具有特别切身的意义。
Because at that time there were as many as 50 million slaves in the empire.
因为在那个时候在罗马帝国有
50 million
1500万奴隶。
A slave could buy his own freedom if he could collect enough money.
如果如果能够筹到钱的话，那么当时的习惯是那一个奴仆就可以赎身，就可以恢复自由。
Or a person could pay a master for the price of the slave and then set him free if he wanted to.
或者另外一个人可以付一笔钱，然后帮助这个奴仆赎身。
But Peter made sure that these believers remembered that it was not with money that they were purchased.
但是呢，彼得在这儿特别强调，这个跟世界上的做法不一样。他们之所以能得赎，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血。
It was by the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb without blemish or defect.
是凭着基督的宝血，如同没无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
What this means is that God Himself came down and took on flesh.
这个意思就是神自己，降世成人。
For the purpose of suffering and dying for the ones that He had created.
为的就是代替他们所，造的人而死。
This is love. This is grace. This is something that you will not find in any world religion.
这就是，所谓的神的爱，这就是所谓的神的恩典，是，我们不可能从这世上任何一个宗教，找到的。
And Christianity is not a world religion. It is a relationship.
基督教不是，一般不是一种，不是一种宗教，它所，它的，它的，它是强调人跟神之间的关系。
God's love for us is a redemptive love.
神对人的爱是一种救赎的爱。
It is a love that is willing to purchase or to buy back something that.At great cost, something that already belongs to him.
这样的一种爱，指的是，神愿意用极大极重的代价把原来属于他的给买回来。
To buy back that which God already owns.
这些原来是属于他的，现在他付了极重极大的代价把他们给买回来，归回。归回他自己所有。
In order to show his love to us.
借着这个，神向人，显示出他有多么爱人。
A small example of this can be seen in the book of Hosea, chapter 3, verses 1 to 3.
我们可以从何西亚书可以看到，一个小小的，例子。
Hosea was a prophet that God told to marry an adulterous woman, a prostitute.
何西亚，是一个先知，那么神让他去娶一个妓女为妻。
To experience what God was going through with sinful people.
这个目的就是让，我们知道，神是怎么样的经历到，一个，人是，如何的背叛他。
This woman brought him nothing but trouble.
这个女人，带给何西亚，什么都没带给他，就带给他，很大的，很多的麻烦。
They had three children. The only problem was that none of those children belonged to Hosea.
他们有三个孩子，但是这三个孩子都不是，跟何西亚生的。
They were the result of adultery.
是这个女人，在外头，犯奸淫所生下的。
Finally, this woman's lovers just got tired of her and sold her to the slave market.
最后。这个女人在外头的情人就，就讨厌她了，就把她卖出去，也让她成为奴仆。
I think Hosea probably felt, well, just let her go.
也许何西亚那时候就想，算了，就让她走吧。
But God wouldn't allow that to happen. He said, Hosea, go show your love to your wife again.
但是神不容许何西亚这么做。神让何西亚说：“你去，让那个女人看见你是多么的爱她。”
Even though she is an adulteress,
即使她背叛了你，她犯了奸淫罪，你还是要去让她知道你有多么的爱她。
So Hosea went to the slave market and bought her back for 15 shekels of silver and some barley.
所以何西亚就付了很多的钱，把他从奴隶市场这个给买回来了。
Bought back something that belonged to him. It's something that was his, already his.
他所买回来的原本是属于他的，但是他失去了，现在他付了很大的代价把这个女人给买回来。
And God, because of his love for us, did not buy us back from the slave market of sin and Satan with money.
神因为他对我们的爱，他从撒旦手里把我们给买回来。
He bought us back with the blood of his one and only beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
他买回来所付的代价，不是就是一些金银财宝，他所买回来所付的代价是他自己的独生爱子的生命。
And this love should spur us on to a greater commitment.
这样一种爱应该能够足以驱使我们，激励我们来回应神的爱。
A greater obedience.
让我们对他更顺服。
A greater desire to live a holy life.
让我们更愿意过一个圣洁的生活。
Since our new life has cost our Lord so much.
因为我们的新的生活，新的生命是神又重价所买回来的。
It cannot be lived for ourselves.
我们就不应该为自己而活。
It must be lived for Jesus and how He wants us to live it.
我们应该为耶稣基督而活。我们应该按照耶稣基督要我们怎么活那样的来活。
In closing,
最后。
We are presently in a time where it is increasingly difficult to live holy lives.
我们现在所处的世代是一个过圣洁生活越来越困难的世代。
Today, may the word of God challenge us to stand up for Jesus.
盼望今天我盼望神的爱能够激励我们，让我们勇敢的。站起来，站出来。
To take a stand in our commitment to Him before the people in this world.
让我们在世人的面前，清清楚楚地表明我们是站在神的这边。
To testify for Him before others.
让我们在世人的面前为耶稣做美好的见证。
By giving Him our utmost devotion.
让我们竭尽全心全力。竭诚为主而活。
Our loyalty.
我们忠心的为他而活。
Our obedience.
我们做个顺命的儿女。
And our love.
还有我们彰显我们对神的爱。
May the way that we live accompany the message that we proclaim.
盼望我们的生活方式，我们生活上的言行跟我们所讲的是一致的。
For Jesus is worth everything.
因为主耶稣基督配得我们所有的奉献，所有的牺牲。
And may the words of Joshua in Joshua chapter 24 continue to ring in our minds.
也盼望约书亚所当年所说的话不断的在我们的脑海中回响。
As we are living in the last days of the last days.
我们现在是活在末世，我们活在末时。
The challenge that he placed before the Israelites, choose for you this day whom you will serve.
约书亚向以色列人提出这么一个挑战，你要选择你为什么而活。
But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
至于我跟我的全家，我们要服侍神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your word that you have given us this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们为你今天早上赐给我们的话语献上感谢。
Your word teaches us how we should live.
你的话教导我们该怎么为你而活。
Your word also tells us and reminds us why we should live in this way.
你的话也告诉我们，也再一次的提醒我们为什么我们要这样活。
We have seen five spiritual motivators to motivate us to live a holy life.
我们刚才从彼得前书的经文里头，我们看见了五种驱使我们、激励我们过属灵生活的动力。
But the most powerful motivator must always be is always your love and your grace that you have shown to us in your Son Jesus Christ.
但是最大的、最重要的、 最有力的激励我们过圣洁生活的动力是你的爱子耶稣基督为我们所显现给我们的爱。
Lord, our hearts are sorrowed by what we hear and see around us.
当我们看见周遭这个世上周遭的光景的时候，我们心里充满了忧伤。
We see your word being twisted and ignored.
我们看见人扭曲你的话，人不理你的话。
We see you being despised.
我们看见人轻视你。
But Lord, we belong to you. For those of us who have received Jesus, we belong to you.
但是主，我们这些已经接受你的人，我们是属于你的。
And I pray that you would give us the strength and the courage and the resolve to stand up for Jesus.
求主就赐给我们力量，让我们刚强壮胆，在这世上为你而活。
To not be ashamed of him.
让我们不以你为耻。
To not be ashamed of your word.
让我们不以传扬传说你的话为耻。
And whatever you want us to do.
让我们不以做你要我们所做的事为耻。
Lord, I pray that by your grace that you would keep us on that narrow road.
求主的恩典继续不断的与我们同在，让我们继续能够走在那个窄路上，能够进那个窄门。
And that it is always the love of Jesus that compels us forward. It is the love of Jesus that constrains us, that limits what we can do and where we can go.
主耶稣基督的爱，足以能够激励我们，能够让我们行走天路，能够让我们过神要我们过的生活。
And Lord, I pray that you would help us to boldly and unashamedly continue to hold forth the word of truth.
也求主给我们力量，让我们能够不断的传扬神的话。
That we will not be ashamed of the gospel.
让我们大胆的，我们也不以福音为耻。
Because it is still the power of God unto all who will believe.
因为这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Help us to be faithful.
帮助我们在你面前忠心。
To the very end.
直到最后。
Thank you, Father.
谢谢父神。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.